I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is continuing to add names to his administration, with sources indicating he's asked U.S. Representative Michael Waltz, a retired Army National Guard officer and war veteran, to be his national security advisor. Waltz is considered hawkish on China and called for a U.S. boycott of the 2022 Winter Games in Beijing due to its involvement in the origin of COVID-19 and China's ongoing mistreatment of the minority Muslim Uyghur population. Here's Waltz last year discussing foreign policy issues in his House Republican caucus.
My consistent point here is any differences we have in this room may seem big in the room, but in the context of China on the march, Russia on the march, terrorism on the march, because they smell weakness in Washington, those differences are infinitesimal.
Trump also named longtime advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, as his deputy chief of staff for policy. And media reports say he has tapped South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to serve as the next Secretary of Homeland Security. With the UN climate conference, known as COP29, underway in Azerbaijan, U.S. National Climate Advisor Ali Saidi Tuesday reassured COP29 attendees the U.S. would uphold its commitment to fighting climate change despite the re-election of Donald Trump, who has promised to reverse the climate efforts of U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. Speaking to conference delegates, Saidi said alternative energy technologies promoted by the Biden administration are in place, and Trump and his Republican allies, though they will soon be in charge in Washington, will not be able to easily undo those efforts.
Most of those battery factories are built out in states with Republican governors, and they don't want those factories unplugged from their economies, and they don't want those workers laid off. They want this prosperity to continue.
Big names in powerful countries which attended last year's conference in the United Arab Emirates are noticeably absent from this year's talks. This is VOA News. The nominee to be the European Union's next top diplomat said Tuesday, China needs to feel a higher cost for its support for Russia, which helps Moscow pursue the war in Ukraine. Speaking at a confirmation hearing in Brussels, former Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas said a Ukrainian victory was a priority for all EU states.
The situation on the battlefield is very difficult, and that is why we must keep on working every day, today, tomorrow, and for as long as it takes, and with as much military, financial, and humanitarian aid as needed. This must be underpinned by a clear path for Ukraine to join the European Union.
Kallas called on the EU to invest more on defense, particularly more on defense production, saying they cannot accept that Russia, Iran, and North Korea produce more equipment and ammunition than the Euro-Atlantic community. A gang in Haiti Monday fired on a commercial airliner arriving at the airport in the capital, Port-au-Prince, from Florida. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Haiti's international airport has been shut down after gangs opened fire at a commercial flight, prompting some airlines to temporarily suspend operations as the country swore in a new interim prime minister who promised to restore peace. The Spirit Airlines flight, headed from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Port-au-Prince, was just hundreds of feet from landing at Haiti's capital when gangs shot at the plane, striking a flight attendant who suffered minor injuries, according to the airline. The flight was diverted and landed in the Dominican Republic. Photos and videos obtained by the AP show bullet holes dotting the interior of the plane. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Firefighters are battling wildfires in the U.S. on both the East and West Coasts. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In California, thousands of Ventura County residents remain under evacuation orders. Cal Fire says the Mountain Fire has destroyed over 192 structures and is about 42% contained. Crews there are welcoming higher humidity, but gusty Santa Ana winds continue to be a challenge. A quarter inch of rain helped a little with numerous fires burning in northern New Jersey and southern New York, but the lack of rainfall since September means the duff beneath the leaf litter is bone dry. Dana Van Allen of Ringwood, New Jersey, said the fires were close enough to leave ashes on her deck.
You could smell the burning ash, and it's crazy.
Health advisories have been issued due to smoky conditions. I'm Jennifer King.
Health advisories were issued over the weekend for parts of New York, including New York City and northeastern New Jersey, due to the unhealthy air quality produced by smoke from the fires. But conditions improved after the rainfall and changes in wind direction. That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.